I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Susan Spears is with me this week, the CEO of the Utah Association of CPAs, and Heather Barney is here, longtime government and communications director, now businesswoman. Ooh, I want to talk business for a minute with both of you. I am fascinated by watching the strike that's going on in Detroit, as I think many Americans are, for a couple of reasons. I see an argument in both sides. I see the employee who says, hey, they got a 40% pay raise up there. I'm working just as hard as they are. Why can't I get the same? And then I also think, you're making $60 an hour and you want a 40% pay raise and a four-day work week? That'd make you, what, four times the median wage here in the United States? Are you nuts? I see both sides of it. And then I read this article this week in the Wall Street Journal that said what the real problem is productivity, that American productivity is down across the board and in manufacturing. And that made me think I need some input from people who know more about this than I do. So, Susan, I'm going to you.
Oh, dear.
What do you
think
of all this?
It's a fascinating article, and it's fascinating what's going on. I would agree, and we hear it not only in manufacturing, we hear it in the professional services, we hear it in the service industry, that productivity is going down. People want that smaller work week. I mean, yeah, it sounds great to me, but the reality certainly is something else. And I think that we have to, as I've thought about it, I've thought about the models that are in place, all the business models. You know, we're using business models that maybe we put in place 40 years ago. Or if you look at the auto industry, clear back in the early 40s, you know, so fast forward, let's say 80 years, it just plainly isn't working. And we're not keeping ahead. And then we look at the increases in that, let's say the C-suite employees, these 40% raises. I think that for me is a cause of concern, and it for an employee, it's a cause for angst. I remember growing up, my grandfather owned an electrical wholesale store and my grandmother owned a retail lighting store. And if there was anything I learned, they always said, treat your employees well and in turn they will treat you well. And they maintained those employees some for decades. And we would have competitors would be angry and frustrated that they were paying their employees so high.
Yeah.
But those employees were dedicated to the cause or whatever, and they liked the work. I mean, of course, you always have some turnover and some challenges. But I've wondered if we focus so much on the bottom line that we've forgotten about the humanity.
Mm-hmm. It's all about the stockholders. It's
right.
All about maximum benefit for the stockholders or the owners. Mm-hmm. What do you say, Heather?
You know, I have a lot of thoughts, a lot to unpack on this issue, I think, and I'm not an expert whatsoever. I agree that unfairness exists, you know, and you want workers to be compensated for the good job that they do. And I agree. I grew up in a family business also, and we had employees for years and years, and I hope it is because that, you know, they were, I think it is because they were treated well and so forth. But I was watching the head of the unions, the auto workers union, on Sunday do an interview. And frankly, I got disgusted because he was so irrational, I felt, as a worker and somebody that had worked in business where a family really struggled to make ends meet and so forth. But he was sitting there talking about, you know, 30-something percent in a raise was not good enough. And I'm thinking, what employee anywhere?
I'll take it.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. And then, you know, they had a 40, and then they wanted the four-day work week and all these things. And I thought, you know what? There are people out here across this country that are suffering just as much as the auto workers, or maybe more. I mean, I have friends, family members, they don't have a pension. They have no retirement. They, you know, they haven't been able to save because they're also working paycheck to paycheck. I'm not saying that we shouldn't make things right for anybody in any particular industry, but I really felt like he was irrational. And frankly, I thought it was wrong because there was no, he wouldn't get into talking about how they're going to have to, you know, everyone's going to be transitioning to electric vehicles. So then what happens? Because their productivity at the three main union shops is so down compared to other, you know, and compared to outside the country, there's so many system failures. There's, you know, like Susan was saying, I think that the model they're using, it's too old, you know, and I think that they need to get with it. And, you know, the C-suite, you're right. I mean, I think they need to look at the fairness of the situation. First off, I'm thinking, how am I ever going to buy a car again if they keep striking?
Yeah, right.
It's expensive, but food costs, gas costs, housing prices. You know, people are so, and that was my feeling was I wanted to say, buddy, you guys are not the only one. At least you have pensions.
Yeah.
And, you know, and are making a pretty good hourly wage. And I'm sure they're working very hard. Mm-hmm. But I actually was very disgusted listening to him.
I mean, they have to know they make twice, three times the median age in this country of other people who are equally as hardworking, right. In my opinion. And now I am all about getting the workers more money. You know, but I'm afraid the long-term effect of this will be more companies going overseas or more robotics because you guys just priced yourself out of this market.
Well, I think that's part of the challenge, though. If you look at our foreign car makers, I mean, they're using a lot more robotics than we are, and they're able to keep costs down. And that's, I mean, that kind of goes back again to the model. I mean, I think the model is so broken in so many ways. Admittedly, I typically will try to buy American, but if the costs continue to go up, the car manufacturers, they price themselves out of even being able to compete. And we're making foreign cars on American soil.
Yeah,
so
right.
I will admit.
We have Toyota plants right here. Yeah.
Who's to say that, well, you know what? I can't afford that $100,000 Ford truck anymore. I think I'll go to a Toyota for maybe half the price. Mm-hmm. And something that's just as good. So I think that it's something I don't like that if workers are having to work 60 to 80 hour weeks to provide a living, I don't like that. I don't think that's right. I don't think that's sustainable.
I agree. That's a whole other conversation we could have about how many Americans have side gigs now. Let me take a break. We'll be back and talk some more about financial matters and about the debt that Utahns are carrying. More on that with my guest this week. Susan Spears is here with Heather Barney. Back in a moment.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLpodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.